This is a GRDC podcast.
Valuable frost research is equipping grain growers with practical information on how to identify frost damage in cereal crops. Hello, I'm Tony Crowley. In this podcast, WA's Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development Research Officer and Frost Specialist, Dr. Ben Bidolf, discusses frost damage identification in cereal crops. Deb Bishop is the interviewer, and first up, ask Ben to put the frost issue into a national perspective.
Frost is becoming an increasing issue in our production system because a lot of our because we're producing so much more grain now than what we used to. We've also got farm businesses which are much more leveraged to grain production now. And frost is one, along with drought and heat stress and a range of other stresses, is one of the key constraints to increasing production in some of those regions.
Ben, when's the best time to check for frost damage in cereal crops?
Generally when we've had temperatures below 2 degrees at our nearest weather station, somewhere around 5 to 7 days after a frost. And during that time, we just need to walk through a crop and examine a plant every 10 to 20 paces, particularly in those lower parts of the landscape on light textured soils where we expect frost damage, and then inspect for damage. And then if you can't undecide whether it is damaged or not, mark or tag those hills and monitor to make sure they continue developing normally during grain fill.
So you can't do, it's something that you really need to get into your crop and look at, isn't it, physically?
It depends. Like sometimes you can really see the frost damage really easily, so you can see the really severely frosted areas. But I guess the subtle effects of frost, particularly around reproductive stages during flowering, you actually really need to get in and do the dissections to actually assess the damage. We get different symptoms when we get frosted during stem elongation, so from Z31 to Z37, so before head emergence, to when we get frosted during booting, compared to getting frosted during flowering and early grain fill.
If we go through the stages, the common symptoms of frost damage in cereal crops, your tips perhaps for checking early head and stem damage specifically?
Yeah, so basically when we're out checking crops, we need to basically go through and pull apart, when they're at stem elongation, pull apart the leaf sheaths and find the developing meristem, the small head, and make sure that's developing and progressing as normal. Later on, once we get through to early booting and to early head emergence, obviously you also need to check the stems. So pull the leaf sheaths off and check the actual stem, as well as check the reproductive tissue. So pull apart the florets to make sure that the developing pollen is still yellow or lime green or yellow. If we find white anthers inside the florets, it's obviously an indication that it's been frosted.
What about assessing during grain development? What's to look for there?
During grain development, we also have to do the same thing, pull apart the glooms and check the developing grain and make sure they're developing and healthy as normal.
Are there any differences or factors to note if you're looking for checking for frost in barley crops, the damage in barley crops?
Barley is quite similar to wheat, although most of the barley frost damage occurs just during early grain development. So when you've just got quarter grain or a half grain, that's when they're most sensitive to frost. So basically you just need to go and check them and make sure those grains are continuing to grow and develop. It can be quite tricky in barley, and quite often when I get inquiries from growers, I'll say, leave it a couple of days, go and check again to see whether those grains are still continuing to grow as normal.
And what about oat crops? What's your advice there?
Oats are generally considered quite tolerant to frost, but we do see stem frost damage and head frost damage in oats as well as sterility. Growers just need to check that the same as they would their other cereals, particularly if we've had really cold conditions.
There is research work being done, isn't there? There are trials being done looking for that management, that toolkit that growers can apply to identify, mitigate the risk of frost.
Yeah, so there's a whole range of management options. Not any one single thing a grower does is going to solve frost, but a lot of the decisions we do make have an impact on how much frost damage we do get. So what we're encouraging growers to do is to actually actively plan and manage their really frost-prone parts of their landscape, or those that are they're consistently getting frosted in. Plan and manage those with that frost risk in mind.
This trial here in WA, it's a long-term trial, and you're applying different methods. One of them is a remote detection method. What's that one about, Ben?
Yeah, so the last few years we've been trying to develop more rapid frost damage assessment methods. So at the moment, our current recommendations are, inspect your crops when they're between emergence and grain filling 5 to 7 days after a frost event to look for damage. But it's about looking at whether we can assess that with multispectral image analysis much sooner after the frost event has occurred.
So what resources are available to growers in helping them identify frost damage?
So at the moment, DPIRD and GRDC developed a new suite of serial frost ID guides, as well as fact sheets on frost monitoring and inspecting crops for frost and managing crops for frost, as well as a frequently asked questions. So this is basically, you know, well, the general questions we always get when we're talking about frost with growers and industry.
And you've got a website that people can refer to?
Yeah, so the best way to find the Cereals Frost ID is just to Google Cereals Frost ID.
Frost specialist Dr. Ben Bidolf from WA's Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. To find the ID guide, you can also go to GRDC's website, grdc.com.au, and search Cereal Frost ID Guide. You've been listening to a GRDC podcast. I'm Tony Crowley.